Setting goals. In addition to company-wide goals, each leader of a team should have specific goals for their team that complement the company's goals. These goals can inform you how to make policy and what kind of team culture you foster. If you have ever been involved in meetings or team-building exercises that have seemed to be fun, but ultimately pointless or a waste of time, you can understand the need to have clear goals to strive for. Then activities such as meetings, exercises, or other activities assume a greater importance. In order to be effective at setting and reaching goals, it is helpful to use the SMART acronym. Specific. When you establish goals for your team rather than general goals, you are far more likely to follow through. Measurable. One of the reasons for making a goal specific is so you can measure what the successful completion of that goal looks like, an important aspect of beginning with the end in mind. Achievable. If a goal is too easy, it can also be easy to justify giving up on it because it's not important enough. Make sure you set goals for your team that are challenging but achievable. Realistic. While being ambitious can help you to achieve large goals, being too ambitious can often lead to rebellion, both in your team and in yourself. Time targeted. When you decide on setting a goal, you must also decide on when you expect your team to achieve that goal. You must be specific. This allows you to organize your goal-achieving behavior with a deadline. In addition to being smart about goal setting, there are some other steps you can take that will help you remain committed to achieving your goal. Tell someone else about your goal. This will help to keep you accountable and committed. When appropriate, divide your team goals into smaller milestones. When you collectively reach a milestone, reward your team. Small rewards can help your team to stay enthusiastic. If your team fails to meet a milestone, don't use this as an occasion to beat them or yourself up, or to give up. Instead, determine where and how you failed and how to avoid doing so in the future. Most importantly, don't give up. Perhaps the single most important step is to choose a goal that is meaningful to you, your team, and to the company.